RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live. Tee to Green on the air here every Saturday morning at 7 with your best spot for local golf talk on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Colsey, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester, the third man of our team, is up in Hamilton for the Canadian Open. We'll talk to Kevin a little bit later on in the show, as we are excited to be here live at Golf Dojo, their Transit Road location here in Williamsville, just across from the Eastern Hills Mall. And we'll be speaking with Max Grundy, one of the owners, coming up in just a few moments here on the latest with Golf Dojo. And we're going to talk a little bit about warming up before your round. Also, later in the show, second segment, Taylor Gessel from Callaway Golf, talking about irons and iron fitting and just the latest there. Also some news on the golf ball, too. And then, as I mentioned, in our third segment, around 7:40, 7:45, Kevin Sylvester, who I saw yesterday at the Canadian Open up in Hamilton, will be checking in with him. The latest on the PGA Tour and our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, the LPGA leaderboard, the U.S. Women's Open this week. Big week for them, Champions Tour all coming up and more. Good morning, Jeff Mitis. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. It's a beautiful summer weekend here in Western New York. We got the golf courses open and a lot of people heading up north to check out the Canadian Open, not too far away.
I did see a lot of Western New Yorkers there yesterday, and I saw, you know, people, as you know, at any event, see Bills gear and Sabres gear.
Yep.
Saw some shirts and some hats of those that yesterday walking around Hamilton. It was a, you know, it's
a lot of Leafs gear, though, too, probably.
Yes, for sure. And there, the hole that we'll talk more with Kevin about, the rink that they have set up there on the 13th hole.
I've heard so much about it. Seeing
so
the pictures.
Cool. It I was there yesterday. You're anywhere in proximity of the hole, they have it set up with hockey boards around about the first 50 yards of the tee box, wrapping all the way around, and then kind of bar stool seating about 10 rows up.
Don't they have,
and it's jammed?
Don't they have like goal lights as the tee markers?
Yes.
Or something?
It's goalie masks.
Goalie masks
are the tee markers, and then all the hole marshals on that hole are dressed in NHL referee outfits too.
So that's the most Canadian thing ever. That's pretty cool.
So when the player hits, if they hit the green, then everybody hits the wall and it goes, like you can hear it like echoing throughout the course. So
anybody got a stick?
It's a pretty cool. I know. They should. That's right. Yeah. But it was a really good atmosphere. So I'll share some thoughts coming up on my tour around the course yesterday and
beautiful golf
Kevin
course.
Live coming up later. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been fortunate to play there years ago, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous place to play.
If you're listening right now and you're thinking about wanting to go up, like I would say, I would recommend it. It is not as big of a crowd as you got at Oak Hill last year, so it's a little easier to spectate. It is a big crowd for a PGA Tour event because it is their National Open. The Canadians just, you know, I can tell, they're very prideful about this event. But it's a hair less than what you had at Oak Hill, so it is easier to spectate. Also, the negative of it being a little tougher of a walk because of all the elevation, it does make for great spectating because all of the holes have a lot of elevation change. So even if you're 5 deep, 10 deep at a hole, even yesterday the biggest group on the course was Rory's group, you can still see great because everybody's kind of, you know, tiered up.
And it's about an hour from the, I mean, you're in the place after an hour once you get into Canada at least, right?
So yeah,
it's pretty quick.
It's about 40 minutes or so from the border, and then, you know, you drive to get your shuttle and you get in, and I would say it probably, you give yourself just about an hour and from the border, and you can be at the course walking or watching golf.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I've been up to it a few times. I haven't been up this year, but it's always fun. And like you said, they take a ton of pride in it. It's the National Open. If you're a Canadian, that's one of the biggest tournaments you can win.
Yep. And a Canadian is right near the leaderboard, Mackenzie Hughes, top of the leaderboard. So more on the Canadian Open coming up. Taylor Gesell on Callaway and our normal features along the way here. Tee to Green live at Golf Dojo. And speaking of Golf Dojo, let's bring in one of the owners of Golf Dojo, Max Grundy. Max, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep. You were in here banging balls already. So I can see you're dedicated to your round today. And that's kind of what we wanted to talk about here, warming up before your round.
Yeah, you're going to
play Glen Oak with Tom here, one of the other owners of Golf Dojo.
That's right. That's right. You know, one of the things we always talked about is, you know, I've always found my back nine is better than my front nine. And if I could get a few swings in before the front nine, that perhaps would help turn things around early.
Yeah, warming up is kind of important when you play golf. Yeah, so it's if people don't get warm, I'm guilty of it all the time. You know, as a PGA professional, you just run to the tee, make a few practice swings, and you go to play. But you always play better once your body's properly warmed up. Yeah.
Well, so, that's true for us that aren't even PGA pros. You know, any sport that I've done in my life, you know, making sure that you know, your body's prepared for it, and golf's no different, right?
Judoka. You study judo, so you must prepare your body before a competition, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. Full warm-up routines, plyometrics, and you know, definitely did that in my youth and when I'm doing that and the other sports I play, but didn't really apply that to my golf game until just recently.
Yeah, well, that's what's cool here at Dojo is you can come in, get a quick hour, hit some balls, and then fire off and head out to play, and your body's warmed up. You got your numbers, and So it's warming up for golf. Is super. If you've ever been to a tour event, Brian, you've been to a many, many tour events, the players get warmed up. They're usually getting stretched out. There's a lot of pre-round preparation to get your body to fire. Same thing when you're competing, whether you compete at rugby or you compete at judo or basketball or any sport you're in, you're going to want to get your body fired up. And that's super important. And instead of just heading to the tee, and I also see, am I wandering into the tip of the week here?
You're fine. Keep going.
Yeah. You always see people, they go to the range tee and they don't prepare for their round properly. They'll just rip a few drivers and stuff like that and just see how it's going. You know, if you watch the proper way to, it doesn't take long to prepare properly for a round of golf. You go to the tee. I always like to start with a couple wedges, loosen up the body, try to get some good clean contact, and then work through the odd clubs, or maybe the next day work through the even clubs, and then back down. And two or three balls, three or four balls with each club. Also make it routine, right? Yeah, if it's something you do every time, every job you do, everything you do, you prepare yourself with a routine. If you make it a routine job, then your body's routinely prepared to play golf.
That sounds like the tip of the week.
It is. That's good. Yeah, let's make it our official Western Europe PGA tip of the week here, brought to you by the Western Europe PGA, which is promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. If you want to get involved in the game of golf, go see your local PGA pro, including Jeff right here at Golf Dojo. You can look all that information up, WNYPGA.com. But warming up before your round is something that everybody does differently. Sometimes, though, too, Jeff, it's also tied to maybe how much time you have.
Right.
You know, Max here nicely today, beyond making his radio appearance, has some chance and opportunity here in this great facility to warm up. But sometimes you have 15 minutes to warm up. Sometimes you might have an hour to warm up. So depending upon what you have, too, you might have to adjust properly for that. And I know, too, I think you have said it, but I don't want to quote you, so I'll let you kind of take the reins on this. Changing a swing thing or making a change in your swing, but right before your round maybe is not always something I know that you would suggest doing. That's more for when you say that's when you're practicing, right?
Which is usually after a round or an off day. Yeah.
So maybe just take us through the, hey, I've only got 15 minutes to warm up here. Just that's a reality, right? People are working. They show up to the golf course. Hey, I've got 15 minutes to warm up. What would you suggest is the best way to take advantage of that time?
Yeah, I would definitely, first of all, I always start off on the putting green. Because getting a feel for the pace of the greens is one of the most important things you can do. And if you walk to the first green and have no concept of the pace of the greens, so I always start my warm-up with a few quick putts, lag putts. You know, we talked earlier today about three-putt avoidance. So just trying to ingrain that speed into my stroke, putting uphill, putting downhill, even if it's just a few putts, then just to get warmed up, then I'll head over to the range, get my body stretched up, warm, maybe some lunges or something, you know, just get things swinging, start with some wedges, work my way up, work my way back down. You only need 5-6 minutes of hitting some balls, and then back to the putting green and finish out with some more putts. And I always like to, before a round, I always like to see myself make a bunch of 3 and 4 footers in a row. So I would hit some 3-4 footers and just watch them go dead center into the hole before I headed out to the round, because the last thing I want in my mind is me making a really good 4 footer as I head to the tee. Because sometimes even if you're warmed up, you know, you got to get in the flow of the round or whatever. So yeah, if I got a 3 or 4 footer and I haven't, man, I just came off the putting green, I just made 10 in a row that looked just like this. So I feel like I'm going to drill that in, and then I can get going in on my round. One of the things that Tiger used to do was pretty cool. If you have more time, is try to hit the 9 shots. Are you guys familiar with that?
The tic-tac-toe board?
Yeah, the tic-tac-toe board. Low hook, medium hook, high hook, low fade, medium fade, high fade, low straight, low medium, low high. That's blade control. And I get, and so that's a good way to do it if you want to, if you're an advanced player. And the other thing is, if you're on the tee hitting a few shots and your ball's hooking that day, plan to play on the hook. If your ball's fading that day, plan to play the fade. You don't want to start trying to fight it right there and make any big changes.
Yes, hitting all of those 9 might be a while on the tic-tac-toe board for some people listening, right?
That's right. You know, he's starting to go into, you know, an advanced warm-up. I'm just trying to get my body in the right place. And, yeah. And you know, it's funny. We've seen a bunch of our members come in here. They'll come in as a twosome or as a foursome. They'll all do their warm-ups. They'll hit the clubs they'd like to. Hopefully, they're following some of your advice in that warm-up. But then they can go step right onto the first tee and feel like they're ready to go.
Yeah, we get a lot of people coming in the morning. Hey, yep. I'm going to hit my balls this morning here, because it's sometimes you get on the range, it's crowded or the turf's not. Yeah, or some places, not every place has a facility.
Right?
Yeah, so and you come right from here, you've got some good confidence, you know what you're doing, and you head out to the range. Yeah,
I got to shout out Jeff also in, you know, as the instructor of golf that he is, you know, really helped both me and Tom understand that this is an athletic endeavor.
Yes.
And that, you know, it's about generating that speed and power and you know, swinging the club like an athlete. And that takes the body being in the right place to do it.
Yeah, if you can correlate it to a lot of other sports, right? That's why when I'm giving a lesson to someone, I always ask, what sports did you play growing up? You know, because if you played softball or baseball, hey, you've got those rotational skills, you probably got some speed. If you played hockey, you kind of know where the bottom is. If you played field hockey, you know, that's a different skill too that can – all those different skills can apply to the golf swing. So take what you're good at and use it to your best ability.
I want to follow up on what you said, though, about just like the athleticism and things like that. And I am definitely not going to sit up here and say that I'm in the athletic peak shape that I need to be to play. However, I will say, and I was talking to Jeff about this when we were playing a few weeks ago, that coming here to Golf Dojo through the winter and the spring quite a bit has really helped translate, I think, on the golf course with my club head speed, in the sense that Jeff, when I'm here, is always telling me, swing harder,
always.
Swing harder,
yeah.
Club head speed. Check your club head speed. You should be going up. You should be going up. And I'm not saying that I swing as hard on the golf course as I do in here. However, it's gone up because of the fact that I've trained my body so much to swing hard in here that when I get out there, even though it might be a hair less, it's still more than it was last year. And it just, over time, you just start to adjust to that. And I'm being able to hit the ball farther because
right.
of that.
How many of us yeah. are guilty of playing our way into shape?
Right.
Right. Your first rounds in the spring, you're throwing away rounds like, hey, let's make sure that we're just getting in the groove. I'll,
yeah.
You know, by mid-July, I'll be in form. But I think, you know, having a facility like Golf Dojo and being able to play all winter long, I think all of us are probably hitting the outdoor course in much better position than we ever have been.
Yeah, just keeping it. And what I love is the numbers sometimes. You know, I'm not a huge, but I love the numbers because it's accurate, reliable feedback. So, hey, if I come in one day and my club head speed's 104, I'm going to try to get to 105 today. I'm going to try to peg that up. So there's always that internal competition with yourself to try to get a little bit more speed, to try to get a little bit more speed. And if you train at a high level and you play at a slightly lower level, like you said, Brian, your speed ticks up.
Yeah. No, it's been great. Max Grundy with us here from Golf Dojo Tee to Green, live on the air here on WGR. Thanks for being with us. Brian Koziel, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester is in Hamilton for the Canadian Open. We'll talk with him coming up in a little bit. Taylor Gessel from Callaway Golf with some news coming up in our next segment. Max, I know you guys are closing in now on a year of the other location that you guys opened up, Niagara Falls Boulevard. We're sitting in the Great Transit location, but just how now as you... What, you're right, you're almost on a calendar year of having the other location open here. How's that been going for you?
We've had great feedback from all of our customers. Really excited the way people are using the space, both, you know, in the evenings when it gets, dark out or the weather's bad. But, you know, really the biggest attribute during the summer, of course, is that, you know, you can play very quickly. And all of us have been in those rounds that are too long. But we great feedback. People are having events there, both at Niagara Falls Boulevard and Transit. And, we're just really thankful for people's,
We have a lot of raving fans. There's a lot of people that like the model because, you know, it's private bays and it's got a track, man. You can come anytime. Yeah, people seem to enjoy that.
And we shouldn't also assume somebody listening just knows exactly what the model is. So let's just, again, remind everybody what makes Golf Dojo maybe a little bit different from some of the other, we talk about all the great things about golf in Western New York. We know there's great places to go hit in a simulator for sure. But what makes Golf Dojo maybe a little bit more unique?
Sure. So Golf Dojo is a golf gym. At its base, membership driven, though it's open to the public, anyone can come. But once you have a membership, it becomes a 24-hour space. Your booked time becomes your entrance into the door. Once you get inside of a bay, doors close behind you, and you
big
have
bays.
Big bays. That's right. Our smallest bay is over 16 feet wide, and once you get in the bay, you have that top technology of TrackMan, and you're able to just spend that time, and it's your space and your time. You get to play your game.
Yeah, turn the TV on, watch some golf or a Sabres game, bring in some food, enjoy your time. Yeah, people, and play around or hit balls. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. That's what's cool.
The space to me is great. When you come in here with a couple of friends and you hang out and just... You can catch up, but you can also work on golf. Like you said, if there's something that you want on one of the TVs, I think it's such a unique way to do it in that sense that it makes it very relaxing, and the enjoyable part of golf and the camaraderie and all that stuff that we like with it, it just automatically goes with it then.
Sure. So Tom always says that we wanted to make it feel like when you're standing in the middle of a seventh fairway, you feel like you're alone out on a golf course. And here in Golf Dojo, you get inside the bay, close the doors, even though there are additional bays in the space, you feel like you have your own, you're in your own world, your own golf world.
Yeah, between the surround sound and the whatever else you got going on in here, it's pretty cool, and I love it for instruction.
Yeah, because Jeff, let everybody know too that if they want to come see you for a lesson either here at Transit or at Niagara Falls Boulevard, they can do so.
Yeah, go to mygolfdojo.com. You can book them right there. Yeah, and if nothing's available, just send me an email because I'm flexible with that stuff. But yeah, it's a wonderful place to teach because it's a controlled environment. You can have it rain or shine. There's no wind. There's good turf. There's good data, video, whatever else you need. We have everything for all that.
I also want to just throw in quickly here, Jeff, on the lessons. I know one thing that you always talk about with people getting involved in the game or starting the game or kids or people that maybe just have never played before. There's this hesitancy. We try to, I feel like here, one of our public service things of Tee to Green is let's knock down doors to get people to try to get in.
Yeah, there's too many
enjoy
barriers.
Golf. There's too many barriers. One piece is that sometimes people are intimidated by the game. They don't want to go to a range and get a lesson or start playing because they're nervous that they're going to hit poorly or miss the ball or whatever in front of another 100 stalls at another facility. So that's what's great about here, too. You can have that lesson with you, or you can come in here and say, do I like golf? Do I not? I've heard my friends play. I want to give it a shot. Well, you can come in here, like you said, shut the door, and you don't have to have maybe one of those barriers that somebody might be hesitant about.
Yeah, because people are nervous that they're going to look foolish or don't understand, and I see people hit bad shots all day. We all hit bad shots, right? And what is nice is to take someone who's new and knows nothing or has only played a little bit, and by the end of the lesson, they're just hitting good shot after good shot and understand what helps make them better, because there's so many preconceived notions about there about keep your head down, keep your left arm straight. All that stuff is actually destructive, and just showing themselves on video and showing them what a good swing looks like and giving them a few drills, typically it's a pretty simple process, and then people have more confidence. And then they walk to the golf course going, hey, at least I know what to do. And now they see the fun and the joy in golf. You rip a few good shots and you're hooked. We have the Lady Links of Buffalo. We've had a ton of women coming through lately because of some programs we're running here. And there's the joy of some of these beginners when they hit a good shot and they see, oh, this one, they went 135 yards. Yeah, they're fired up and enjoying it. And yeah, and that's what's fun for me.
And to your point, you know, the doors are closed. So they've been able to get to that point. With having missed balls and having whiffing
yep.
Exactly and you know all that you know hesitancy has been taken away from them because they feel like they're in a private space and they are and so you know once they're able to get to a place of confidence I mean
you
know,
and you go play
the game of golf is just going to grow
yeah and we run tons of programs we've run some PGA Hope programs junior programs women's programs so you know that's. And that's what's fun. There's nothing more fun than turning someone out of the game of golf and then having someone to play with, you know, hey, playing with my kids is one of the coolest things you can do in golf, right? You get to do it, Brian.
Yep, yeah, I agree, for
so
sure.
So you introduce someone to the game, and they can play for the next 50 years.
MyGolfDojo.com to make a reservation, just get lesson information with Jeff, or if you just want to see some of the great stuff they have to offer, including membership, you can check it out all there as well. Max, good luck with your round over at Glen Oak today. You and Tom hit them straight. Now you're warmed up.
I'm warmed up.
So
I'm
now your front nine has to be better than your back nine, right? Or just as good.
Or we'll just say. As good. That's right. That's right.
No pressure. That's right.
That's right.
Can't
right.
birdie them all if you don't birdie the first. That's just so you know.
Sounds good to me. All right. I really appreciate you guys.
Max, thanks so much for what you and Tom do for golf in Western New York. It's great.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. Max Grundy from Golf Dojo. As we take our first time out here on Tee to Green, live at Golf Dojo Transit Road location. When we come back, some news from Callaway. Taylor Gessel going to join us here, talk a little bit about iron fitting and the latest with the golf ball from Callaway. Kevin Sylvester in Hamilton with the Canadian Open after that. And we'll get our whip around the PGA Tour, Champions Tour, LPGA Tour coming up in just a moment. Along with PGA Pro Jeff Venus, I'm Brian Colziel. Evan DePasquale is producing back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for waking up with us here on a Saturday. Beautiful day to do anything, including play some golf here as you listen to Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no longer a secret that Lancaster Country Club is one of the best 18-hole layouts in Western New York. Challenging, fun, and always in great condition you expect from a private facility. What you may not know is Lancaster also boasts a par 3 course, completed renovations with a new grill room and banquet facility, and most important of all, a friendly, fun, and relaxing atmosphere. Members are ready to welcome you to the LCC family. Inquire today about membership opportunities by calling Mike Szabo at 716-684-3700 or visit lccny.com.
Hey parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
.725 is the time. Welcome back here on Tee to Green. Live at Golf Dojo, their transit location. Two locations for Golf Dojo here across from the Eastern Hills Mall and then one on Niagara Falls Boulevard. And mygolfdojo.com, the website. If you want to get any more information on what you just heard in our last segment, we were with one of the co-owners, Max Grundy, talking about warming up. Max and Tom are now off to Glen Oak to play. We were at Glen Oak last week, and we wish them the very best on their round today. Have a great time. It's a beautiful day to play. But if you want to get a lesson with Jeff, again, mygolfdojo.com is the website. We are inside one of their beautiful hitting bay studios here. Might have to take some rips after the show, Jeff, so
yeah,
be ready to...
Yeah, let's take a look at your action here. We'll put you on video real quick.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Hitting my Callaway clubs. Speaking of Callaway, Taylor Gessel from Callaway Golf joining us. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Taylor, we're excited to be talking with you today here about the latest with Callaway Golf. I know this is a really, really busy time for you. I know I was talking with Don Schneider over at Pendleton Creek. You guys were there for one of your fitting days. It's a really, I guess I would say right now, kind of the buzz for people to go and get themselves fitted to get their new irons, their new drivers, their new wedges, all that sort of stuff. I know you had a really successful day over there.
Absolutely. No, Don and Dylan and all the guys over there, they do an awesome job. But yeah, absolutely. Getting out there and getting all of our players fit around Western New York is it's that time of year. Every sun is shining and hopefully we can dodge a few raindrops here and there. But it's been a very successful year getting out there and having the team work with all of our players out there.
Hey, can you explain to people a little bit of what goes into more specifically an iron fitting and what's the priority and like, hey, I got a set of irons and, you know, I've had a lot of women come through. They're using men's irons and I got kids using two clubs that are too long. But there's multiple reasons to get fit for irons. It's not just the shaft flex and the lie angle. It's set makeup and stuff, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, when we think of irons, it's, you know, it's the largest part of our bag that you can replace in an iron, you know, in a club fitting itself, right? You're replacing, you know, maybe 7, 8, 9 clubs in the bag. And when we look at the aspects of an iron fitting that are going to be important, it's obviously distance dispersion and it's making sure these clubs are doing what we want them to do. But
you mean the gap between the clubs, between like your 7 and 8 iron? Is that what you're talking about?
Correct. So that when you're going to be in a multitude of different situations across the course, whether you're looking for higher ball flights, lower ball flights, but even just truly saying, well, I'm at 155 and I, you know, this is the club that I feel confident being able to hit at 155. The job of our fitters and the job of really, you know, everyone to be able to go out and get fit is to be able to know the statistics behind why that distance is happening, what we're going to expect that ball to do when it finally gets to the green, and making sure that we do it really every time, getting aspects of those clubs tuned up so that, you know, based on your swing and the planes that you come down to the ball and how you deliver that club head, that the irons are going to respond accordingly.
So gap fitting is important with your irons, and then you blend that into your wedges, right? Because I know a lot of times a lot of people have a 56 degree or a sand wedge, and then they have a pitching wedge. And I know sometimes a pitching wedge can be 44 degrees, so there's a bit of a gap in there often.
Absolutely. Once you get towards the bottom of the bag, obviously being able to use all of the technology we have, we use foresight simulators for all of our events to be able to know, you know, as you get towards the bottom of the bag, how are we going to transition from your iron set into the wedges? Because both of those club categories respond very differently. Our irons are built to make sure that they are going to be hitting these distance gaps correctly, launching them at the appropriate heights. But then once you get down towards the wedges and we start to make the transition into those clubs are built for spin. Those clubs are built to make sure that, you know, we might put a little bit more onus on the player to be able to hit the certain distances they're looking for. But we need to make sure that by the time if they can execute their swing and by the time that ball gets to the green, it's sitting there and it's stopping so that you have put yourself in the best position to make birdies.
Taylor Gessel from Callaway Golf with us here on Tee to Green as we broadcast live from Golf Dojo, talking a little about iron fitting. But let's also maybe talk about the golf ball too, Taylor. We know that's also an important part of our equipment. The new Chrome Tour golf ball I know is really getting some rave reviews. What's kind of new and different in terms of how the Tour golf ball is playing this year, the Chrome Tour golf ball?
Yeah, golf ball has been really a fun project this year to be able to see the types of just even differences between our previous generation golf balls that that we've had out in these categories, but even players that come to us that aren't playing our golf ball, that are playing playing a different product, and what these new premium golf balls are really going to be able to give us. So that really the two highlight models that we have this year is that Chrome Tour that, every time I get on social media, I see something else about someone really enjoying that golf ball. And then the Chrome Tour X golf ball, which is a, you know, very high quality, very difficult to make golf ball, admittedly, golf balls can make a difference. And as much as, you know, all of us talk about the irons and the drivers and talking about putters, golf balls is an incredibly important part about how you can manage the course, what your expectations are, whether it's spin rates or trajectories or feel or greenside spin. Chrome Tour has really been a very good golf ball for people to not only move to if they're playing a competitor product, but then move on to in the new generations of the Callaway Tour golf balls as well.
See, I'm a big believer that everybody should play a premium golf ball, even beginners, because I think they give you more spin. They perform better around the green, et cetera, et cetera. I think, especially for, you know, less accomplished players, they're going to have a lot more success with a premium ball. And I know ball fitting's always been an important part of a good player's regimen. Typically, if you're fitting for a ball or looking to choose a golf ball, say you're taking two of your golf balls and comparing them, you start at the green and work your way back. Isn't that correct?
Correct. You know, it's going to be very dependent on the focus of the player as well. Every player is going to have their strengths and their weaknesses when it comes to the discussion of any type of club fitting. But when we're fitting for golf balls, really an important part is obviously our greenside action, how it feels off of a putter. Are we able to launch that golf ball correctly off of tight lies, off of thicker roughs, out of the sand, all of that. But then, you know, when we're in situations, you're talking to, you know, we talk about our situation with Don over at Pendleton Creek. When we are fitting players to other aspects of their bag as well, we have all your numbers. We're looking at an iPad to say, well, these are the trajectories with your woods and the trajectories with your irons, your spin rates and your speeds. This is going to be the golf ball that's going to help you achieve that on a more consistent level as well, and sometimes even enhance those aspects of those other club fittings to be able to say, yeah, you know, if you're moving to these wedges with this shaft and these lofts, this golf ball is going to even give you more greenside spin to give you some checking power and obviously help you shoot better scores.
Taylor, let's finish with the latest golf major, and that was Xander Schauffele. As we look at his winning gear and what he had in his bag, he had the new Paradigm AI Smoke Triple Diamond driver, and he's got the Callaway Apex utility wood, and he's got all of the Apex prototype irons right now. So I'm sure, as we've mentioned before, when a guy like Xander Schauffele wins and is using Callaway gear, I'm sure obviously, you know, everybody at Callaway, including yourself, is excited and proud about that. But that also gets, I'm sure, the buzz going, because everybody wants to kind of follow the lead of the best players in the world. And Xander Schauffele obviously has been playing as good as anybody lately.
Yeah. To see him put up, the score that he did in that first round and really go out and perform well with Callaway clubs. It's obviously important that we all love to look at what clubs are in those players' bags, and it's awesome to see. And obviously all of us at Callaway are so proud of Xander to be able to go on and do what he does. But, you know, the products that he has in his bag and the technologies that he's taking advantage of to be able to go out and win a tournament like that are the technologies that all of you players that are listening right now are going to come and see at our fitting events, and you're going to go and see at your fitting studios that, take advantage of that. If the best players in the world are going to take advantage of that and lean on those products to be able to, you know, play their best, we obviously want to be able to get that in your hands as well.
Very cool. Taylor Gessel from Callaway going to be joining us throughout the year here on Tee to Green with the latest on Callaway. We'll also see Taylor at our Duster Putting Challenge, as Callaway and Taylor always provide the golf balls for us to putt with. That'll be on Friday, July 19th at Glen Oak. So, Taylor, thanks so much for coming on this morning, providing great insight. We will chat with you soon.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, great. Taylor Gessel there from Callaway Golf. Yeah, I mean, Schauffele winning. I mean, it happens every major, right?
Yep.
Somebody's got some equipment or whoever
wins. Or a putter.
Wins,
or a lot of times putters. The putters get hot. Yeah,
that's
they
right.
They have a lot of the putters that people are playing. And like you said, though, everybody, when you get fit, you want something that works for you. You don't need to play a blade. You know, I remember Dudley Hart, a local tour player forever, and I was hitting balls next to him, and he was laughing at me because I was playing blades.
Former Canadian Open champion, Dudley
that's
Hart.
Right. Yes,
there we go.
Yes, that's
right?
One of his wins.
Yes.
And, I consider myself, but the game improvement has gotten so much better over the years. And most companies have multiple vertical integration. So they have like a blade, they have a semi-game improvement, a game improvement, and a super game improvement iron. And then you put the right shaft in there, you get the right grip. One thing I see people do a lot when they don't fit themselves for clubs is they go and grab those really big grips. Well, it feels really good in my hand. Well, there's a reason the grips are a certain size and they have a certain taper and they fit most people's hands. So just be careful if you're getting grips just because that grip feels good. Don't just grab it. Make sure you get the right size.
Yep. All right. Good stuff there from Taylor. Hey, this week, a really, really cool event over at Craigburn on Tuesday.
I saw this.
And that was involving Josh Allen. We know we spoke with Bills great and now current Bills announcer Eric Wood 2 weeks ago on our show about playing 117 holes at Craigburn to benefit money for Oshai Children's Hospital. Well, the event went off great, even though they were dodging some of the rain throughout in there. I know that was, but to walk 117 holes, there were 17 players that actually completed it all. They had some relay teams as well.
I know a bunch of the guys, too. Yeah.
Went from dawn to dusk. So how about Bills quarterback Josh Allen? He goes there at dawn, gets the event going, plays some holes. Then he goes over to practice for OTAs in Orchard Park and then comes back and finishes and plays the rest of the night there with them. So he was a part of that event as well.
He loves golf.
Yes. Allen himself donated $117,000. The event itself raised $775,000 and counting, and that'll go to that Patricia Allen Fund.
How about how long you walk for 117?
I think it's over 6 miles.
It's six miles around.
So what is
that?
So
I know our buddy Matty Clark, PGA member from Niagara Frontier, caddy for Eric Wood during that, and he carried the bag for 72 holes. Even that's difficult. So
wow.
That's a long grinding day. 100 holes, I've heard. 117. That's even a little crazier. But hey, good for them. They had to be tired at the end of the day.
Oh, geez.
I'd be dragging.
Yeah. That is a lot of golf.
I don't know if I could do it. I could do it, but I don't. Yeah, I'd be tired.
Great job, everybody that was a part of that event and raising now, you know, who knows?
That's a lot of money to raise. Yeah. That's, you know, other cool thing about golf. Every event raises money for charity, it feels like.
That's the one thing we keep continually talking about is, like, you know, the good of what golf does. And we know a big thing is what they do for charity. I know, you know, golf professionally, the headlines over the last couple of years has been a lot about money and greed and who can maximize purses and all that sort of stuff. We still should remember it does a lot of good.
Yeah, and even every PGA Tour event is raising money for charity. So
there are so many charitable things I was seeing up in Hamilton Country Club yesterday where they were doing some things to raise money for this or get in on this 50-50 to benefit the first tee or some other things that were going on to benefit local Hamilton area charities. It said that not only will this event generate about $66 million for the Hamilton area, but it said it was going to be raising over $10 million to give to local charities in that area. And they do that wherever the tour stops go every week.
And it's part of the culture of golf, right?
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know if I've ever been to an event that wasn't raising money for something, for some charity.
Yeah. No, good stuff there. And congrats to everybody involved in that event at Craigburn on Tuesday earlier this week. Okay, we will take a timeout. When we come back here from Golf Dojo, Kevin Sylvester will be joining us live from the Canadian Open. We'll see what's going on the PGA Tour. Talk about what's happening there. Also, the LPGA have their U.S. Women's Open this week. That's at Lancaster Country Club in Pennsylvania, not Lancaster Country Club, just down the road here. Champions Tour as well. LPGA News this week with Lexi Thompson. We'll get to that if you didn't hear it this week. That's all coming up. We're live at Golf Dojo. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Bitas, thanks for being with us. Evan DePasquale producing back at our Amherst Studios. We'll go live to the Canadian Open and Kevin when we return after this on Tee to Green from Golf Dojo on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Hey, I'm Matt Beauvais from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club and will be once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
The RBC Canadian Open is where we are this week for the PGA Tour, and a tie for the lead right now. The Scottishman, Robert McIntyre, on top right now, minus 10, after following up his 64 with a 66. Well, guess what? Ryan Fox, late yesterday, slid in with a 64 of his own. He's tied for the lead as well with McIntyre. They're both minus 10. They'll tee off today in Hamilton at 325. Joel Damon was a very popular fan favorite yesterday. He's moved his way into solo third. He is at minus 8. And then a three-way tie for fourth at minus 7, including Mackenzie Hughes, who the Canadians were cheering very, very hard for yesterday. Biggest name in the field, Rory McIlroy, shot a two-over round yesterday. He is at minus 2. We will be talking live with Kevin from the Canadian Open in just a moment.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now available for your corporate apparel. And this week's event is the Wakanda at the Wakanda Golf Course. It's the principal charity classic and one of my favorite all-time sweet swinging people. It's Ernie Els leading at 10 under, followed by Ricardo Gonzalez, Stephen Ames, and Vijay Singh.
The LPGA report this week brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. The U.S. Women's Open at Lancaster Country Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And Wickichi Michai is your leader. She's at minus 4. Andrea Lee, the United States player, two back. I should say the American player. Two shots back at minus 2. There's only four players under par. Yuka Saso and Minji Lee, the only other ones. They are at minus 1. A lot of big names missing the weekend. I know the USGA probably is not happy about this. Nelly Korda misses. Lexi Thompson misses. Brooks Henderson misses. So a lot of big names don't make it to the weekend. Korda took a 10 on a par 3. On day one, which really put her in some trouble. Also this week, some news from Lexi Thompson as we bring in Kevin Sylvester live in Hamilton. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Before we talk about the Canadian Open, I just wanted to get your thoughts and Jeff's thoughts here. Lexi Thompson, at the age of 29, announcing that this will be the end of her golf professional career here after this year. She's been playing forever, but when you hear age 29, you think, oh my goodness, what's going on? But Kevin, for the LPGA, we know Nelly Korda has been getting all the headlines this year, but after Korda, I might argue Lexi Thompson still has just as much star power as anybody on that tour right now, so that's a tough blow for the tour.
It is, and you think about when we first heard Lexi Thompson. I mean, she was a teenager competing, you know, in U.S. Opens and on the LPGA Tour. And, you think about, because we knew her as a teenager, like what was all the things she missed out on in life. I think that's what she was kind of alluding to in her press conference, and just how it's kind of a lonely profession. On the tour, everybody's competing, on their own and against each other. And I think the events of last week with Grayson Murray's passing, I think they might have struck a chord with her and some other professionals and kind of reevaluating, all right, yeah, what's going on? How am I doing? What's going on here? And do I want to continue to go down this path? And, you know, she's 29 years old. She's got, a lot of life ahead of her. And, you know, I think she's not going to compete full time. I think she indicated she'd still play a little bit, but not a full time LPGA tour schedule.
You can see, I think this is her 18th U.S. Open already at her age, is what
right,
I heard.
Think about that, right?
Yeah. She's been playing since she's 13.
So she's 11?
Yeah. She's insanely talented and been a rising star forever. And those bright lights have been on her forever. And Kevin, you're there. You follow the tour. Like you said, it's a real grind. And your day-to-day existence is what you shoot that day. And that's the only thing that really matters at the end of the day. And sometimes you can see why a player of her age, you know, sees more life out there and she's financially secure. And you can see how the game can start to wear you down after a while. If you're not taking proper rest and proper breaks and trying to compete at the highest level forever and ever. And like she said, she's been playing competitively since she's 5 years old. So at some point, you know, maybe you'll take a break. Who knows? A couple of years, she may fall in love with the game again and come right back and right. dominate again.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, when I started this, I just want to say, when I started this 10 years ago, people said to me, hey, welcome to the grind. And I'm, you know, I don't do this every week, but there are production people who do, and I don't know how they do it. I mean, it's a great gig, but there are a lot of things that aren't great about it, and it is a grind, and it'll wear on you.
Yes. Kevin Sylvester live at the Canadian Open. Kevin, part of the coverage on PGA Tour Radio. You can listen to it there. Kevin, I know before we get to the golf, just one more thing on Grayson Murray this week. I know a lot of players are still honoring him, talking about him, wearing ribbons. Robert McIntyre, who, of course, is one of the co-leaders here going into the weekend, mentioned how he had his father on his bag as a caddy this weekend and that it's been very helpful to him in respective of the news of Grayson Murray this week. I'm guessing maybe a lot of players this week, we mentioned Lexi Thompson, but a lot of players on the PGA Tour this week are maybe providing some different perspective or maybe going in to their rounds even with a little different attitude just based upon of obviously the sad news last week about one of their players.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, they all knew Grayson and, you know, he'd been very open with his struggles. And, you know, even Rory McIlroy, who they butted heads with over, just a couple of years ago when the lift first came about and kind of a shouting match at each other that was talked about. But even Rory was like, you know, I had respect for him. And, a lot of players who do this profession had respect for him. And, you know, I'm still stunned. I was calling his winning putt in the playoff for the Sony Open Hawaiian earlier this year, and even afterwards when, on top of the world and talked about having his life turned around. And I remember asking that question specifically to him, and just to see the hope in his face. And then, when I heard the news that he had passed, we all knew what happened. And before it was confirmed that he took his own life. So it's just sad. And I loved what Harry Higgs said when he won last week on the Corn Ferry Tour. You know, he took the platform to talk about just, hey, say something nice to someone you know and love each day, and then do the same thing for someone you don't know. Just let's be kinder to everybody out there.
Yeah, you never know what someone's going through, and I know dealing with veterans, this is a very big problem for veterans. So just reach out, you know, talk to someone.
Yeah, I saw that video from Higgs. I thought that was great.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who, you know, who knows? Your hello might be the only interaction they have with somebody that day, you know, on that level. If you just say hello to a stranger at the on the street, you know, that may sound cliche, but again, as Jeff said, you never know.
Yep, I agree. Well said. All right, let's transition as we best can here to the golf at the Canadian Open. Kevin, I was there yesterday walking the course. It's great for spectating because everything's elevated, but it's hard to walk. Those players yesterday got their workout in. I know you did too. It is a really visually, though, a great course to watch golf at, as because you do get some unique shots from either low to high or high to low, and that's part of the challenge of Hamilton Golf and Country Club.
Yeah, I'm sure Robert McIntyre's father's like, thanks for picking this week. I mean, it is, there's peaks and valleys for sure. And, but yeah, it's a cool track. And, you know, they revamped the course, if you will, renovated it a little bit. I want to say, you know, it won best renovation in 2022 by Golf Digest, but, you know, it's just kind of a reshape, if you will, because what they did was, they make sharp edges around the greens and all those runoff areas and the closely mown spots. And then for the bunkering, you know, they call it eyelash bunkering, where they planted fescue. And so when you're looking at the hole, and the bunker would be the, you know, the eye, and then, you know, above it, it looks like an eyelash for that. So that adds some interesting visuals and aspects to it. But I'll tell you, the hole locations they've had in the first two rounds created a lot of challenges. Like number five, for example, and I don't know if you made it up there, Brian, that's the highest point of the golf course where you could see everything. And that back hole location, I mean, it was just, it's a 324-yard par four. You think players would eat it up, and they're struggling to get par just because of it's just, you know, a short and awkward hole with a tough hole location in the back. So, you know, and the par threes, I mean, 245-yard par 3-6, right? That's all carry over that. And then you go to the eighth, where I saw you yesterday. And, you know, I was playing 189 yesterday with that whole location that was not pleasant, you know, in the back left there. So I played this course back in 2019 before the Canadian Open, about a month before, and it was super fun to play. But there are some holes that didn't look fun. But the rink is cool, isn't it? The 13th hole, that is the hockey rink themed hole on the golf course. I always enjoy that every year.
I love when they hit the green, banging on the boards. You can hear that like echo throughout the area of that course. And the referees' uniforms with the marshals and the goalie masks on the tee box. It's a really cool setup. Kevin, just a quick follow-up. I was watching a lot from five yesterday. That pin was way in the back. It looks like it drops off like a cliff on the backside. So I can see why players, while they might be aggressive hitting driver off the tee, are tentative on that second shot or even on the putt. I just would say overall, Kevin, all day spectating, I noticed that guys hit really nice shots into greens with opportunities for birdies, but I didn't see a lot of birdies made. And I think it looked like they were happy with even the putts they were hitting, but those pin locations yesterday and some of the slopes around the greens, I thought it was super challenging.
It was super challenging, and, you know, every player mentioned that. You know, you look at, you know, the round of the day, Mackenzie Hughes went out early, right, and shot 64, but that included a hole out eagle on the 12th hole, and then he eagled the fourth hole from 15 feet, or it was 12 feet that, you know, Mackenzie Hughes made. So there's only two par fives on the golf course, and really, you know, four is gettable for him. 17 is, I mean, you have to really bang your drive up there. Boy, the whole location yesterday, not gettable in the back left corner. But you have to you know, I think to shoot a little run. You've got an eagle four, and, you know, see what they do with five today. But six, seven, and eight is just a super tough stretch of golf there, and nine's not an easy drive either. So, yeah, there's not that many gettable holes the way they've set this thing up with the thick rough and those edges on the green. So, yeah, which
it's a national championship.
Moving day today.
Yeah, it's a national championship.
You're right, Jeff. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is a big deal here, and I love what they've done with it. I mean, I like seeing players be challenged. You know, who just wants to go see guys go out and shoot, you know, eight under every day? No, that's fun, but when everybody's doing it, it's not fun.
Yeah. Rory McIlroy, biggest name in the field, tied for 30th, shot a 2-over-72 yesterday after the 66 in day one. He tees off at noon today. For those heading up there, if you want to see McIlroy, get in there by 12. The leaders, McIntyre and Fox, at 325. And Kevin, before we let everybody go, maybe for just a little piece of spectator advice for those that are heading up today, I'll let you do that too. But I know the Canadian players, Hughes is in contention, Connors and Bateman are in contention. Those yesterday beyond Rory, definitely, I know you saw it. I saw it too. There's a lot of Canadian pride going on. They are getting the loudest cheers.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, I think there'll be a lot of folks following Joel Damon today too. He's two back at 8 under par. So, you know, there'll be a lot of interest there, but they also are into golf. So they wore great shots, but I will tell this, if you are coming up, and Brian, you can attest to this also, plan to give yourself, I would say, you know, an hour and a half to get up to the parking area. And then I would plan on 45 minutes. From there to get to the golf course, you know, with shuttles and such. That sound right to you?
I would say so, yeah. The shuttle itself, depending upon what time you enter, could take longer because there can be some traffic around the course. We talked about traffic logistics, obviously, with the Scottie Scheffler situation, but it can be busier on the course. So depending upon when you come up, if you're planning on being there at a specific time, I think you're right. 30 to 40 minutes of shuttle time and getting in is probably appropriate.
Yeah. And you know, it's a super cool, I think, experience all the way around from when they enter the golf course and, all the vistas and such.
Yep. I agree.
I wouldn't bother going to one green. I wouldn't go to one green. I'd head out to, that area, 8 green. You got 3T, 9T. That's a cool spot, on the front nine to see a lot of action.
I agree. That's where I was standing quite a bit yesterday. 8 green and 9 T. You're like 5 steps. You can go back and forth, watch guys hit in on the par three, and then walk right over there. And then 3 T's right there too. All right,
and
Kevin.
You got 11 green and 12 T right there too. So yeah,
that's right.
So much action right in that corner.
It's a really good spot for sure. Kevin, enjoy the day. I don't know if you know who you're with following today, but we'll be listening for you either way.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I think it'll be Joel Damon. So. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah,
that is fun. That is fun. Good. All right, and then I'm coming up on Sunday to watch again, so hopefully I can see you again, and good luck with the weekend broadcast. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right. I'll alert the authorities you're coming again.
Perfect. Thank you.
How'd you get through the border, man?
I know. Yeah. All right, Kevin. Thanks a lot. Kevin Sylvester, part of our Tee to Green team, live at the Canadian Open. Yeah, I saw Kevin yesterday doing his thing for PGA Tour Radio.
Yeah, pretty cool job. And pretty cool to have, I mean, it's the Canadian National Championship. It's like, you know, it's like the U.S. Open for them. And so they're going to set that golf course up difficult and reward par. Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. So if you're going today, have fun. We appreciate you listening to us here as we put a wrap on our show from Golf Dojo. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Beautiful weather. Let's play some golf.
I know.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Want to thank everybody here from Golf Dojo. Max Grundy for joining us. Also, Tom Coppola and everybody at my Golf Dojo. Or at Golf Dojo, if you want information, lessons with Jeff, membership information, just to sign up to come on and hit one of their wonderful bays. It's mygolfdojo.com. Thanks to Taylor Gessel from Callaway. And, of course, Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios. Great job, as always, Evan. For Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colfield. Thank you for listening. Tee to Green, make sure you're following us on social media. You can see a member of our team, Jeff Blank, and his weekly wager information if you want some bets on the golf this weekend at Tee to G Buffalo on Instagram and Twitter. Talk to you next week. Tee to Green, we're going to be at Bobolink. Love going there. One of the cool, unique spots in Western New York. Night golf,
All par threes.
All par threes. Yeah. Really, really cool spot. We love going there every year, so our annual visit to Bobolink next Saturday. Hope you can be with us every Saturday, 7 o'clock, right here, Tee to Green on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons, too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club, and we once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event, and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
The RBC Canadian Open is where we are this week for the PGA Tour, and a tie for the lead right now. The Scottishman, Robert McIntyre, on top right now, minus 10, after following up his 64 with a 66. Well, guess what? Ryan Fox, late yesterday, slid in with a 64 of his own. He's tied for the lead as well with McIntyre. They're both minus 10. They'll tee off today in Hamilton at 325. Joel Damon was a very popular fan favorite yesterday. He's moved his way into solo third. He is at minus 8. And then a three-way tie for fourth at minus 7, including Mackenzie Hughes, who the Canadians
own, yes,
were cheering very, very hard for yesterday. Biggest name in the field, Rory McIlroy, shot a two-over round yesterday. He is at minus 2. We will be talking live with Kevin from the Canadian Open in just a moment.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now available for your corporate apparel. And this week's event is the Wakanda at the Wakanda Golf Course. It's the Principal Charity Classic and one of my favorite all-time sweet swinging people. It's Ernie Els leading at 10 under, followed by Ricardo Gonzalez, Stephen Ames, and Vijay Singh.
The LPGA report this week brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. The U.S. Women's Open at Lancaster Country Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And Wickichi Mitchai is your leader. She's at minus 4. Andrea Lee, the United States player, two back. I should say the American player. Two shots back at minus 2. There's only four players under par. Yuka Saso and Minji Lee, the only other ones. They are at minus 1. A lot of big names missing the weekend. I know the USGA probably is not happy about this. Nelly Korda misses. Lexi Thompson misses. Brooks Henderson misses. So a lot of big names don't make it to the weekend. Korda took a 10 on a par 3. On day one, which really put her in some trouble. Also this week, some news from Lexi Thompson as we bring in Kevin Sylvester live in Hamilton. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Before we talk about the Canadian Open, I just wanted to get your thoughts and Jeff's thoughts here. Lexi Thompson, at the age of 29, announcing that this will be the end of her golf professional career here after this year. She's been playing forever, but when you hear age 29, you think, oh my goodness, what's going on? But Kevin, for the LPGA, we know Nelly Korda has been getting all the headlines this year, but after Korda, I might argue Lexi Thompson still has just as much star power as anybody on that tour right now, so that's a tough blow for the tour.
It is, and you think about when we first heard of Lexi Thompson. I mean, she was a teenager competing, in U.S. Opens and on the LPGA Tour, and you think about, because we knew her as a teenager, like what was all the things she missed out on in life. I think that's what she was kind of alluding to in a press conference, and just how it's kind of a lonely profession. On the tour, everybody's competing, on their own and against each other. And, I think the events of, last week with Grayson Murray's passing, I think, they might've struck a chord with her and some other professionals, and kind of reevaluating, all right, yeah, what's going on? How am I doing? What's going on here? And do I want to continue to go down this path? And, she's 29 years old. She's got, a lot of life ahead of her. And, I think she's not going to compete full time.
I think she indicated she'd still play a little bit, but not a full-time LPGA Tour schedule.
You can see, I think this is her 18th U.S. Open already at her age, is what
right,
I heard.
Think about that, right?
Yeah, she's been playing since she's 13.
So she's 11?
Yeah, she's insanely talented and been a rising star forever, and those bright lights have been on her forever. And Kevin, you're there. You follow the tour. Like you said, it's a real grind, and your day-to-day existence is what you shoot that day, and that's the only thing that really matters at the end of the day. And sometimes you can see why a player of her age, you know, sees more life out there, and she's financially secure, and you can see how the game can start to wear you down after a while if you're not taking proper rests and proper breaks and trying to compete at the highest level forever and ever. And like she said, she's been playing competitively since she's 5 years old. So at some point, you know, maybe you'll take a break. Who knows? A couple of years, she may fall in love with the game again and come right back and right. dominate again.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, when I started this, I just want to say, when I started this 10 years ago, people said to me, hey, welcome to the grind. And I'm, you know, I don't do this every week, but there are production people who do, and I don't know how they do it. I mean, it's a difficult, I mean, it's a great gig, but there are a lot of things that aren't great about it. And it is a grind, and it'll wear on you.
Yes. Kevin Sylvester live at the Canadian Open. Kevin, part of the coverage on PGA Tour Radio. You can listen to it there. Kevin, I know before we get to the golf, just one more thing on Grayson Murray this week. I know a lot of players are still, you know, honoring him, talking about him, wearing ribbons. Even Robert McIntyre, who, of course, is one of the co-leaders here going into the weekend, mentioned how he had his father on his bag as a caddy this weekend and that it's been very helpful to him in respect of the news of Grayson Murray this week. I'm guessing maybe a lot of players this week, we mentioned Lexi Thompson, but a lot of players on the PGA Tour this week are maybe providing some different perspective or maybe going in to their rounds even with a little different attitude just based upon of obviously the sad news last week about one of their players.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's you know, they all knew Grayson, and you know, he's been very open with his struggles, and you know, even Rory McIlroy, who they butted heads with over, you know, just a couple of years ago when the lift first came about, and kind of a shouting match at each other that was talked about. But even Rory was like, you know, I had respect for him. And, you know, a lot of players who do this profession had respect for him. And, you know, I'm still stunned. I was calling his winning putt in the playoff for the Sony Open in Hawaii earlier this year, maybe afterwards when, you know, on top of the world and talked about having his life turned around. And I remember asking that question specifically to him, and just to see the hope in his face. And then, you know, when I heard the news that he had passed, we all knew what happened. And before it was confirmed that he took his own life. So it's just sad. And I loved what Harry Higgs said when he won last week on the Korn Ferry Tour. You know, he took the platform to talk about just, hey, say something nice to someone you know and love each day, then do the same thing for someone you don't know. Just let's be kinder to everybody out there.
Yeah, you never know what someone's going through, and I know dealing with veterans, this is a very big problem for veterans. So just reach out, yeah, you know, talk to someone.
Yeah, I saw that video from Higgs. I thought that was great.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who, you know, who knows? Your hello might be the only interaction they have with somebody that day. You know, on that level, if you just say hello to a stranger at the on the street, you know, that may sound cliche, but again, as Jeff says, you never know.
Yep, I agree. Well said. All right, let's transition as we best can here to the golf at the Canadian Open. Kevin, I was there yesterday walking the course. It's great for spectating because everything's elevated, but it's hard to walk. Those players yesterday got their workout in. I know you did too. It is a really visually, though, a great course to watch golf at, as because you do get some unique shots from either low to high or high to low, and that's part of the challenge of Hamilton Golf and Country Club.
Yeah, I'm sure Robert McIntyre's father's like, thanks for picking this week. I mean, yeah, I mean, it is, there's peaks and valleys for sure. And but yeah, it's a cool track. And you know, they revamped the course, if you will, renovated it a little bit. I want to say, you know, it won best renovation in 2022 by Golf Digest, but you know, it was just kind of a reshape, if you will, because what they did was they made sharp edges around the greens and all those runoff areas and the closely mown spots. And then for the bunkering, you know, they called eyelash bunkering, where they planted fescue. And so when you're looking at the hole, and the bunker would be the, you know, the eye, and then, you know, above it, it looks like an eyelash for that. So that adds some interesting visuals and aspects to it. But I'll tell you, the hole locations they've had in the first two rounds created a lot of challenges. Like number five, for example, now, I don't know if you made it up there, Brian, that's the highest point of the golf course, where you could see everything. And that back hole location, I mean, it's a 324-yard par four. You think players would eat it up, and they're struggling to get par just because of it's just, you know, a short and awkward hole with a tough hole location in the back. So, you know, and the par threes, I mean, 245-yard par three six, right? That's all carry over that. And then you go to the eighth, where I saw you yesterday. And, you know, it was playing 189 yesterday with that whole location that was not pleasant, you know, in the back left there. So I played this course back in 2019 before the Canadian Open, about a month before, and it was super fun to play. But there's some holes that didn't look fun. But the rink is cool, isn't it? The 13th hole, that is the hockey rink themed hole on the golf course. I always enjoy that every year.
I love when they hit the green, banging on the boards. You can hear that like echo throughout the area of that course. And the referees' uniforms with the marshals and the goalie masks on the tee box, it's a really cool setup. Kevin, just a quick follow-up. I was watching a lot from five yesterday. That pin was way in the back. It looks like it drops off like a cliff on the backside. So I can see why players, while they might be aggressive hitting driver off the tee, are tentative on that second shot or even on the putt. I just would say overall, Kevin, all day spectating, I noticed that guys hit really nice shots into greens with opportunities for birdies, but I didn't see a lot of birdies made. And I think it looked like they were happy with even the putts they were hitting, but those pin locations yesterday and some of the slopes around the greens, I thought it was super challenging.
It was super challenging. And, you know, every player mentioned that, you know, you look at, you know, the round of the day, Mackenzie Hughes went out early, right, and shot 64, but that included a hole out eagle on the 12th hole, and then he eagled the fourth hole from 15 feet, or it was 12 feet that, you know, Mackenzie Hughes made. So there's only two par fives on the golf course, and really, you know, four is gettable for him. 17 is, I mean, you have to really bang your drive up there. Boy, the whole location yesterday, not gettable in the back left corner. But you have to, you know, I think, shoot a little run. You've got an eagle four. And, you know, see what they do with five today. But 6, 7, and 8 is just a super tough stretch of golf there. And 9's not an easy drive either. So, yeah, there's not that many gettable holes the way they've set this thing up with the thick rough and those edges on the green. So, yeah, which
it's a national championship.
Moving day today.
Yeah, it's a national championship.
You're right, Jeff. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is a big deal here, and I love what they've done with it. I mean, I like seeing players be challenged. You know, who just wants to go see guys go out and shoot, you know, 8 under every day? No, that's fun, but when everybody's doing it, it's not fun.
Yeah. Rory McIlroy, biggest name in the field, tied for 30th, shot a 2 over 72 yesterday after the 66 in day one. He tees off at noon today. For those heading up there, if you want to see McIlroy, get in there by 12. The leaders, McIntyre and Fox, at 325. And Kevin, before we let everybody go, maybe for just a little piece of spectator advice for those that are heading up today, I'll let you do that too, but I know the Canadian players, Hughes is in contention, Connors and Bateman are in contention. Those yesterday beyond Rory, definitely, I know you saw it. I saw it too. There's a lot of Canadian pride going on. They are getting the loudest cheers.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, I think there'll be a lot of folks following Joel Damon today too. He's 2 back at 8 under par. So, you know, there'll be a lot of interest there. But they also are into golf, so they wore great shots. But I will tell this, if you are coming up, and Brian, you can attest to this also, plan to give yourself, I would say, you know, an hour and a half to get up to the parking area. And then I would plan on 45 minutes from there to get to the golf course, you know, with shuttles and such. That sound right to you?
I would say so, yeah. The shuttle itself, depending upon what time you enter, could take longer because there can be some traffic around the course. We talked about traffic logistics, obviously, with the Scottie Scheffler situation, but it can be busier on the course. So depending upon when you come up, if you're planning on being there at a specific time, I think you're right. 30 to 40 minutes of shuttle time and getting in is probably appropriate.
Yeah, and you know, it's a super cool, I think, experience all the way around from when they end the golf course and all the vistas and such.
Yep, I agree.
I wouldn't bother going to one green. I wouldn't go to one green. I'd head out to that area, 8 green. You got 3T, 9T. That's a cool spot on the front nine to see a lot of action.
I agree. That's where I was standing quite a bit yesterday. 8 green and 9T, you're like 5 steps. You can go back and forth, watch guys hit in on the par 3, and then walk right over there. And then 3T's right there, too. All right,
and
Kevin.
You got 11 green and 12T right there, too. So, yeah, there's
that's right.
So much action right in that corner.
It's a really good spot for sure. Kevin, enjoy the day. I don't know if you know who you're with following today, but we'll be listening for you either way.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure yet. I think it'll be Joel Damon, so that'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah,
that is fun. That is fun. Good. All right, and then I'm coming up on Sunday to watch again, so hopefully I can see you again, and good luck with the weekend broadcast. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right. I'll alert the authorities you're coming again.
Perfect. Thank you.
How'd you get through the border, man?
I know. Yeah. All right, Kevin, thanks a lot. Kevin Sylvester, part of our Tee to Green team live at the Canadian Open. Yeah, I saw Kevin yesterday doing his thing for PGA Tour Radio.
Yeah, pretty cool job. And pretty cool to have, I mean, it's the Canadian National Championship. It's like, you know, it's like the U.S. Open for them. And so they're going to set that golf course up difficult and reward par. Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. So if you're going today, have fun. We appreciate you listening to us here as we put a wrap on our show from Golf Dojo. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Beautiful weather. Let's play some golf.
I know.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Want to thank everybody here from Golf Dojo. Max Grundy for joining us. Also, Tom Coppola and everybody at my Golf Dojo or at Golf Dojo. If you want information, lessons with Jeff, membership information, just to sign up to come on and hit one of their wonderful bays, it's mygolfdojo.com. Thanks to Taylor Gessle from Callaway. And, of course, Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios. Great job, as always, Evan. For Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colzio. Thank you for listening. Tee to Green, make sure you're following us on social media. You can see a member of our team, Jeff Blank, and his weekly wager information if you want some bets on the golf this weekend at Tee to G Buffalo on Instagram and Twitter. Talk to you next week. Tee to Green, we're going to be at Bobolink. Love going there. One of the cool, unique spots in Western New York. Night golf.
All par threes.
All par threes. Yeah. Really, really cool spot. We love going there every year, so our annual visit to Bobolink next Saturday. Hoping you'll be with us every Saturday, 7 o'clock right here, Tee to Green on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you've played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game? Or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.